Welcome back to Data with Tara Partyline Talk Show. I'm your host, Len Stacy, and joining me for our second candidate is Mr. Curtis Jacobs. Welcome to the show, Curtis.
Thank you.
How are you?
Not too bad.
I guess the first question I would have for you is, as you're a new candidate, maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are so the community members will know.
Okay. I first off want to start by saying thank you to all the listeners and the community of Ganawage. I'm Curtis Jacobs. My mother is Holly Jacobs. My grandparents on my mother's side is the late Josephine and Julian K. Jacobs. They stayed across from the Knights of Columbus. I'm sure many of you know. I was nominated by the previous guest, Billy Dibo, and seconded by Mike Dibo as well.
Whatever is good for you.
Okay.
Why are you seeking a position on council? Like, what inspired you to run?
It's something I've been thinking about for about 10 years now. I've been employed in government, actually, Government of Canada, through Corrections Canada. I had the opportunity, actually, to work in Ottawa at headquarters. So all this experience, I think, will help me if I am voted in, if I'm elected, in dealing with outside governments, because the position I had was like a project officer,
mm-hmm.
and I had to write briefing notes, you know, to higher ups, and they went pretty high. So I know the language, I know what they expect. So in dealing with government, you know, you have to be diplomatic, but at the same time, here in Ganawage, we have to push our issues, and we can't negotiate our rights. Those are not negotiable, you know. So I think that we just have to assert ourselves in who we are and what we want, and, you know, kind of keep at it, you know, just keep moving it forward.
Okay. You're in and around the community, so what do you think are some of the issues that need to be dealt with immediately within the community? And we have lots, so you can take it.
Oh yes,
pick a couple.
I think one of the issues that we need to address, I mean, in part anyway, is communications, getting all kind of information out to the community, whether it's through radio, the newsprint, meetings, and this is something that we have to encourage. If we take, for example, the whole cultural center issue, you know, a lot of people claim they didn't know about it, you know, so... There may have been meetings, but I think a large portion of Ganawage was left out, you know, and there has to be a better way. So that's one of the issues, you know, communication, getting information out to the community, I think is really, really important. another issue that I'd like to see advanced is our land claims. You know, there's a shortage of housage in Ganawage. We're going to run out of land eventually for housing, or we're going to have to start destroying forests. You know, I mean, we have to look at what's available and what is it within the realm of possibilities. I know we're not a people that build up and live on top of each other.
But we
may have to. You know, I'm not saying 20-story buildings either, but,
yeah.
You know, multiple levels, and at least in the short term.
Okay. Any other issues that you think is important?
Identity, actually. You know, when we're crossing border, I think Billy mentioned
mm-hmm.
border crossing. And just asserting pretty much with even our neighboring communities, you know, with outside the borders of Ganawage, you know, they can't be thinking that we're pushovers.
Right,
you know? So we have to stand on our ground on certain issues and make them understand where we're coming from.
Okay. What about your thoughts on membership? That seems to be in the forefront as well.
Oh, membership is always a contentious issue.
Yeah.
I don't think there will ever be consensus in the sense where, you know, everybody's going to agree or at least live with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. But we also need to approach this with a certain level of respect, you know, and for each other.
Yeah.
You know, like in community meetings, we shouldn't be yelling at each other. You know, we should be building each other up. We have to nation build as well. We have to look at the consequences that the kids will suffer. Those who are mixed marriage children. So, you know, we have to make them feel welcome as well, you know. But also there has to be continuity, you know. The discussions have to continue, but also consistency. You know, let's not play favorites here, you know. If we're going to come up with a law or a way of determining who's a membership, who's a member or not, then that has to be followed. You know, like if somebody's 46%, what are we going to do? You know, apparently they can't run, but they can vote.
Right.
And why is that?
Okay. Another issue is with regards to the community being said as a drug-free zone, yet the issue of cannabis keeps coming up. And just your thoughts on that.
I think Ganawagi should be a drug-free zone. I've actually, in my previous work, I've given, facilitated programs, you know, substance abuse, violence prevention. I just think that, you know, drugs don't need to be here. In terms of cannabis, I'm reading a lot of studies of it.
Yeah, because it's clear, right?
It's not quite clear. I'd like to be as much as informed as I can be before really pronouncing myself on an issue. Without, you know, knee-jerk answers and whatever, but I like to be informed as much as possible.
Okay, we'll pick one other topic. I guess language and culture.
Yes.
And maybe working with, you know, how the MCK and our traditional leadership are not working together. Mm-hmm. You know, and what are ways that you think could help?
I think we actually, I'm sure a lot of people think we need to work together, you know, and we have to find out what's going to bring us together. I know a lot of people think that the council is here under the Canadian arm, and which it is in a sense, but I don't believe council here is trying to assimilate our people into becoming Canadians, you know. But that's the mindset that some people have, you know. I think the longhouses should be actually invited into meetings, you know, so that they can pronounce their position. You know, ultimately, as a chief or a counselor, it's the community that leads, and it's supposed to be that way.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the next question would be, why should the community members vote for you? Why?
Oh, that's a question I don't like. No.
It's a hard question, but, you know.
I just don't like the word should.
Okay.
But I think I bring some experience, like I said, working with government. I've been working for government for 16 years. So I have a lot of exposure in that sense. Prior to that, I was working at the Healing Lodge in, like, Waseskin. And before that, I was working at the youth center in the community. So I think all of it just helps, you know, the position if I were elected.
Okay. What is your vision for our community in the future?
My vision for Ganawagi is actually one of togetherness. You know, being united. I always think that, you know, if we're fighting each other, how are we going to fight
the outside, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of issues that divide us. We're a pretty divided community. And I would like to actually work towards uniting everybody, you know. However that may be, you know, we'll have to find ways and get people out and talking and coming to basically debate issues and not yell and, you know, dig your heels into the ground kind of thing. At least come in with an open mind and hear people out.
And I think that's one of the things, if you look at the issue between the cultural center and the people who were fighting for the environment, and that's kind of in a way that they were looking for solutions instead of it started out as an us and them.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we'll get into something that the community could live with.
Oh, absolutely. And that needs to be done. You know, I mean, what I don't like either is the deadlines for funding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to meet a deadline or else no more funding. I think that puts the community in a position where we're at a disadvantage,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there's going to be that division. There's going to be that so-called infighting. You know, if that could be extended, then it would just give us that much more time to actually inform everybody, you know, and find a solution, a common ground.
Any other things you would like to say to the community? We're coming towards the end of your time, but, you know, just to give people, you know, a little bit more about who Curtis is and what he would bring to that table.
I think in all my workings, I have a lot of respect for those I work with and work for. I'm not a yes man either. Even though I've worked at National Headquarters for Corrections Canada, I pushed a lot of issues for the Indigenous offenders, if you will, that I worked for. You know, I was like an advocate. So to get programs in, to get activities, traditional activities, these were all issues that I pushed. So what I believe in, what the community wants, we'll work together to move forward. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I can bring that to council.
Okay. What? Any other things? You got about a minute left. I'm sorry, but I have to stick
no,
to.
No problem.
Anything else that comes to your head? You know, any other issues or any other things you'd like the community to know about you?
Just that I'd have the community's best interest in mind. Like I said, you know, the community has to guide us into where we were going. You know, and as well, that communication has to be both ways. So. And I think that's something that I can encourage, you know, get behind that. And like I said, invite people to meetings,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not just be within
yeah.
like a certain, you know, enclosed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it needs to be open. People need to be aware of what's going on. And we have to invite every section, if you will,
yeah.
of the community.
Okay. So I guess if that's it, does he have anything else?
That's it.
Well, good luck on Election Day, and thank you for dropping in on us. We'll take a break, and we'll have our third guest.